Good morning, Rick Thing, Mechayodim, Clownland Base, Ramani 7 Tezayin. So the case which he presents is not such a common case, but there are some points which we can derive from it. So let's see the case. Hashoy says Shemin Zayas to Mashahu. So a person drinks olive oil. So in general, people do not drink olive oil. And the Gemara says that it has like a sharp flavor, which is bad for your throat. And over a hull of cloud, Mashum Shemazik. So therefore, the person does not make a bracha on it. It's not considered beneficial for the person. It's considered detrimental to the person. Doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's mazik in the sense that it damages the body. But people find it that it's uncomfortable, and they don't like it. So it's not the derech b'chlal to use it as a meichel. So therefore, there's no bracha on it. That's the first point. However, that same sharpness, when mixed with other things which can mitigate it a little bit, helps when a person has a sore throat. It helps soften up the throat, etc. So a person takes it in that situation, when he mixes something else with it, to be able to take it. So then, you do make a bracha on it because it's beneficial. And the bracha you make is Brei Pio Eitz. Yimirva Im Shar Devarim. Before he gets to that point, he says that in a case if you mix other things with it, and therefore it is edible, usually it's a tofel. But if he has a sore throat, and there his primary interest is the shemen, but you mix other things in order to make it edible, in kind of shemen ho'eker, in that situation, olive oil is the ikur, which is the exception as opposed to the rule. Usually it's not the ikur, but here it's going to be the ikur. I feel pochas min shadorim, even though it's the miut, mevarach brei pio eitz, and the bracha is brei pio eitz. So olive oil is unique in regards to the bracha rishona, that the bracha rishona is not a shahakol. The bracha rishona is brei pio eitz. The Torah is machshav the shemen's eyes into a mashka. The Torah refers to the shaman of the Zayas as something of significance. So it gets the bracha brei pio eitz. That is the primary purpose of the Zayas tree. And therefore the bracha is brei pio eitz, which fits well with what we've been discussing until now, how we look at the definition of pre. But in most cases, it's either a mazik or it's a tofel. But here's a scenario where it's not a mazik and not a tofel, and the bracha is therefore brei pio eitz. And we also come across this idea again that we've mentioned before, that by the rules of Iker and Tofel, that the Iker is defined by what's primary. It does not necessarily have to be the Roiv. Roiv and Miut is used when we don't have any other definition, but if it's clear which one is the primary food and which one, what's there just to enhance, so we make the bracha of the primary food. Okay. But if the main goal is he's drinking a drink, he figures why not throw in some oil, it helps the throat also. So that is not his main kavanah is for the drink because he's thirsty. So the bracha is a shakol. So then he says, Mishi Yeshu Shilshul, person has diarrhea. He puts in something else which helps for diarrhea, but he puts into the drink. So, dinner kishemen, that would get the same aloch over here. If his main purpose of the drink is not because he's thirsty, it's because he wants to get the medicine or the medicinal properties of these items. So, this egos muscat, this type of a nut, or the cinnamon. But he uses the drink as a vehicle to get it, so the bracha will be based on the bracha of this egois, which the bracha is brei pio eitz, and the same thing on cinnamon. So the bracha would be brei pio eitz, as opposed to shakol, even though he's taking it as a drink. So we walked away with the concept of something which is a mazik, which is not beneficial to the body. And people in general refrain from eating it because of that. It does not get a bracha when you eat it. In a case where it's beneficial, so for the medicinal purposes, it can become the ikur, even if it's the miut. And the bracha on Shemen Zayas is unique, that the bracha is brei pio eitz, as opposed to shahakol on most fruit juices. Have a good day.